Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Today we're talking babies from two vantage points. We'll talk babies from the standpoint of Wyandotte County, which continues to have one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. Then we'll turn to the healthy development of your baby. What's normal to see and what's not as your baby develops? First up, the fight to lower that infant mortality rate in Wyandotte County. With us this morning is Dr. Sharon Lee. She's president and CEO of Southwest Boulevard Family Healthcare that treats many uninsured patients. She's also director of the Maternal Options That Matter Clinic. And Dr. Lee, so good to have you again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the infant mortality rate has been high in Wyandotte County for a while now. Why?
Oh, there's just a lot of different reasons. Probably one of the biggest reasons is poverty and some of the impact of poverty on our population here in Wyandotte County. But there's also some more modifiable causes of low birth weight. We have babies with SIDS. There are a number of things that we're able to modify, and that's what we're really focusing on. Clearly, we're not going to be able to make a big change in the poverty levels. We're hopeful that our government here in Wyandotte County and in the state of Kansas will be able to help with that. But our goal is really to work on those modifiable causes that we can maybe impact.
You know, Sharon, give us some sense of comparison to other surrounding counties and their infant mortality rates compared to Wyandotte's.
Well, the infant mortality rate that is probably the easiest one to look at is for the state of Kansas as a whole. And per 1,000 births, it's at just barely above 7.
And that's really high across the country, right?
It's relatively high. You know, the U.S. does, compared to other industrialized countries, the U.S. does not do the best job in terms of our infant mortality rates. And it's probably, again, related to poverty and the fact that we don't have universal health coverage. And so a lot of times mothers don't get prenatal care until late in their pregnancy. And we're finding that early maternal care and increased use of, for example, prenatal vitamins early in pregnancy and even prior to pregnancy, preconception, may make a big difference. So the U.S. is not the best comparator. There are a lot of countries that are better than the U.S. But here in Wyandotte County, we're at about 8.5 per 1,000 births. And so we're at an even higher level in Wyandotte County. And our highest levels are among the black infants, and our black infant mortality rate is closer to 13. It's more than 13%.
More than 13%. That's almost double Kansas's state average, and Kansas's state average is high to begin with.
Correct.
Those are staggering numbers, Sharon.
They are. Wyandotte is not doing the best right now. And so we've developed a program that's called Maternal Options That Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to really make a difference in the number of babies in Wyandotte County that reach their first birthday. So we're hoping to be able to have an impact on those low birth weight babies and preterm babies and to bring more babies to term and more babies to their first birthday.
And this plan is really an attempt to attack all of this pretty much head on. Where's the funding for this program coming from? And this is certainly not unique. Other counties across Kansas, maybe even across the Midwest, are operating with a similar program, right?
Well, there's other places that have similar problems and are really trying to find ways to provide better prenatal care because we know that good prenatal care does make a difference. But here in Wyandotte County, at this point in time, we actually don't have direct funding for this program. We're looking for additional funds. We're looking for donations to help support this. It's an important service because we do a lot of wraparound services, which means that we're providing mental health support, we're providing parenting instruction. We work with nurse midwives who are really the leaders in terms of educating parents about, for example, safe sleeping positions and sleep environments for the infant so that we can cut out the number of SIDS births or sudden infant deaths. We know that that's associated with sleeping position. And if we can help parents learn better how to appropriately position their babies while they're sleeping, we'll be able to have an impact on that.
So you're saying that this program, this new program in Wyandotte County, Maternal Options That Matter, it's not fully funded yet?
That's correct. We're underway.
and, nonetheless.
That's right. We discovered that at the end of 2012, the number of doctors providing prenatal care in Wyandotte County had diminished significantly. We lost several providers at the end of the year. And because of that, we had women who were calling the clinic here. Sometimes I remember a woman who called at 38 weeks, and she had been told that there was a three-month wait to get in somewhere. So, and, of course, the pregnancy is only 40 weeks. So in any event, we have been able to really pull together a strong collaboration with the University of Kansas Department of Family Medicine and also the KU Nurse Midwifery Program at the School of Nursing. And because of that, we're able to go ahead and see these folks. And family health care is kind of floating the boat for the moment, but we're hoping that we will get funding soon.
I guess what I was driving at earlier, Sharon, is this program, Maternal Options That Matter. This is not unique to Wyandotte County. Other counties have had the same program, if I understand correctly.
No, this is a unique program to Wyandotte County.
All right.
There's a group for overall the state. It's called the Blue Ribbon Panel on Infant Mortality in Kansas. And actually, I spoke at that meeting this last month, and they were very impressed with some of what we're able to do, which I think is really important. And I'll give you one example. The mothers who come in are given an oral screening, and then they are seeing the dentist the same day if they need to. We have a dental program here. And what we found is that there are a number of studies that link periodontal disease to preterm delivery and fetal death. So we're hoping that we'll be able to reduce some of that by having these moms see a dentist early in pregnancy. We're also really looking closely at issues including domestic violence, including other maternal environmental problems like long work hours or if they're working in a strenuous occupation, trying to find ways to help them address those issues early. And, of course, just discontinuing smoking and reducing the use of alcohol and other drugs is another piece of it. So we're just kind of doing a wraparound. We're approaching it from all angles to try to reduce that infant mortality so that we can have more babies in Wyandotte County reach their first birthday.
Is that how infant mortality is measured, how many babies reach their first birthday? Is that sort of the cutoff point there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when mothers come in to see you, Sharon, and you talk about these different important things for mothers to do, like not smoking, not drinking, not working too hard, I'm wondering, is that news to some mother? Are they not aware of some of the things they're supposed to be doing to take care of their infants?
Well, you know, I think that there's one thing to be aware of something, and it's another to be supported in your attempts to change behaviors or to change your situation. So, for example, just looking at the number of infant deaths in Kansas for the five-year period from 2007, including up to 2011, the end of the year, we saw that 24% of the infant deaths were associated in mothers who smoked. And that is compared to only 15% of smoking mothers in the live births. So there was a 10% increase in the infant deaths in terms of mothers who smoke, there was a 10% increase of mothers smoking in the death rates. So we know that there's an association. And I think sometimes helping people really identify and see that association and then giving them support to stop smoking, giving them support to find other other means to satisfy whatever their needs are, makes it, I think, a kind of a unique program in that we're really focused on that.
We're visiting with Dr. Sharon Lee. She's president and CEO of Southwest Boulevard Family Healthcare, about a new program in Wyandotte County called Maternal Options That Matter, designed to help mothers who are pregnant make sure their babies are healthy and live past age one and not contribute to the infant mortality rate in Wyandotte County. You know, why are what's the most common reason for why babies are dying in Wyandotte County, Sharon?
Well, so there's a number of reasons why babies die. Anomalies is probably the number one, and that's not necessarily something we're going to be able to address because
anomalies like
their heart being malpositioned, or sometimes we just have infants that have abnormalities that cannot be fixed, but the second leading cause of death is the low birth weight and short gestation or preterm deliveries. Mm-hmm. And I think those can really be impacted by some of these, some of the research at least shows that those are very modifiable. That means that we can have an effect if we get women into prenatal care early and then we go about trying to find promising interventions and target those causes for each mother so that we can help reduce that.
Hmm. Again, you know, these stats are really surprising to me. Based on 2009 data, Kansas ranked 40th among all states for overall infant mortality and worst in the nation for deaths of black infants. Again, Sharon, this is directly what you're taking aim at here. But
Correct.
Boy, what a stat.
It's really embarrassing for the state, I believe. And it's also embarrassing for Wyandotte County as we're contributing, or one of the major contributors to those bad statistics.
Is your hope that once your program gets up and running, Maternal Options That Matter, that funding will sort of, people will realize its value and funding will sort of show up at your doorstep, I hope?
Well, that certainly is a hope. We would like to be able to continue to provide the services we're providing, and we'd like to be able to expand to providing care for the children during their first, not just their first year, but even into their preschool years. So we're hoping that we can really make a difference in Wyandotte County children being healthier. So our overall goal, as I said, is really we just have the one goal, and that is to try to help more babies reach their first birthday in Wyandotte County. And then beyond that, we're hoping to keep those kids healthy.
All right. Well, Dr. Sharon Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you, and we wish you all the best of luck with your work with the Maternal Options That Matter Clinic. That's located at your Southwest Boulevard Family Healthcare Center, right?
That's correct. It's at the corner of Rainbow and Southwest Boulevard.
And if people want to come in and visit, what do they have to do?
Well, they can, if they want to, they can go to the website, which is www.homkc.org, homekc.org. Only leave the E off.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call our primary number, 913-722-3100.
Okay, we'll try to get those that information up on our website later on today at kcur.org. Dr. Sharon Lee, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking some time.
All right, thank you.